Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here is what's happening today in America. COVID confusion sweeping the USA. Food supplies dwindling at some grocery stores. The Department of Justice creates a new domestic terror unit. A study ranks the most obese states in America. Also, I had the most admired people in the USA. But first, confusion surrounding COVID in America, mixed messaging from the White House and the CDC, prompting millions of Americans to question basic facts about the contagion. Latest polls show the country divided over face masks, testing, vaccine efficacy, and booster shots. Executives at Pfizer say another injection designed to target Omicron will be available by the end of March. The FDA now recommending a third dose of the vax after just 5 months. Major shortages hitting grocery stores in the country. Shoppers finding it hard to locate poultry, dairy, beef, paper supplies. Supermarkets blaming problems on the pandemic. Labor shortages now affecting half the country's food producers. The USA confirming about a million new cases of the contagion each day, more than that. COVID tests also in short supply. Some local stores gouging prices by 200% for those COVID take-home tests. Awful. The Justice Department establishing a specialized unit focusing on domestic terrorism. Assistant Attorney General Matthew Olson confirming the move while testifying before Congress about the January 6th Capitol riot. According to the FBI, investigations into suspected homegrown terrorism have more than doubled since the spring of 2020. The Biden administration routinely lists white supremacy as one of the biggest threats facing the nation, which, of course, is absurd. New survey from Wallet Hub ranks the most rotund states in the USA. 70% of adults nationwide are somewhat overweight, a quarter considered obese. The chubbiest places include Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, Alabama. The title of the most obese state goes to Mississippi. The slimmest citizens can be found in Utah and Colorado. In a moment, the most admired people in the country. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Each year, the Gallup poll people ask folks whom they most admire. But Gallup did not do that in 2021, and some say they ditched it because they feared Donald Trump would win again as he did in 2020. So let's take a look at that list 2 years ago. Mr. Trump won with 18%. Barack Obama was second, 15%. Then Joe Biden, 6%. Only 6% in an election year where he was running for president. Anthony Fauci, 3%, Pope Francis, 2%. So let's analyze the most admired of 2020. Donald Trump is a political partisan play. Conservative Americans, Republicans, believe he did a very good job in the White House. And so they rewarded him with most admired. I wrote a book on Mr. Trump called The United States of Trump. And in that book, you see him doing some good things and some bad things. You have to give Donald Trump credit for getting elected president. That has never happened before. And he did it out of sheer will, the man accomplished decimating the political machine in America. Again, never been done before. So that is admirable. His lack of discipline in some areas is not. But overall, Donald Trump was the most admired man in the year 2020 in America. And some believe, and I think there's some credibility here, that Gallup did not want that to happen again. So they didn't do a most admired poll in 2021. Barack Obama came in second in 20, 15%. Again, partisan political play. Democrats and liberals love Barack Obama. There's no doubt about it. As far as being president, it's a mixed report card there. He did some good things, in my opinion, but the economy never ignited, and foreign policy was weaker under Mr. Obama than under Mr. Trump. I think that's a fact. Joe Biden clocking in at 6% tells you pretty much all you need to know about Joe Biden. So he's running for president. He's the most important Democrat, and that's all he gets. Anthony Fauci, I don't know who voted for him as most admired, his extended family. I mean, come on. And then Pope Francis, I can't really get into the Pope right now, but some Catholics believe he's way too liberal, so he clocked in at 2. On the feminine side, am I allowed to say feminine anymore? It was Michelle Obama, 10%, very popular woman, no doubt about it. Mostly among the left, but popular. Kamala Harris, 6%, same as Joe Biden. Melania Trump, 4%. She keeps a very low profile. Oprah Winfrey, 3%, a perennial. And Angela Merkel, 2%. I don't really get the Merkel thing. I don't think she's a friend to America. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve that message by actually writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on TV every night. And in a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 51 years ago today, a new sitcom aired on CBS. The series tackled issues never before seen on television. Racism, homosexuality, women's liberation, the brutal divide over America's war in Vietnam. All in the Family had arrived. Here is the story behind the bunkers. Developed by producer Norman Lear, the show is built around a working-class family in Queens, New York. Patriarch Archie Bunker, his wife Edith, daughter Gloria, and their friends. Recurring characters included the Bunker's neighbors, Polish-American hippies, and the black Jefferson family. The network knew the program was going to be controversial. Before airing the initial episode, CBS ran the following disclaimer, potentially the country's first trigger warning. Quote, "This program is all in the family. It seeks to throw a humorous spotlight on our frailties, prejudices, and concerns by making them a source of laughter. We hope to show in a mature fashion just how absurd they are," unquote. That went on the air before the sitcom began. All in the Family debuted dead last in the ratings, finishing 55th. At the time, sitcoms typically featured young, attractive actors with family-friendly dialogue, not the foul-mouthed Archie Bunker. However, the show rose to number one within 6 months. It would remain on top for the next 9 seasons. But not everyone loved the broadcast. A boycott against CBS was launched to protest the show's frank conversations about premarital sex, gay relationships, and problems with organized religion. But Archie Bunker and his crew broke ground for a new type of TV series. All in the Family is routinely ranked as the most important program in the history of television. And here's something else you might not know. The network was so convinced the show would spark outrage among viewers, CBS created hotlines to handle consumer complaints. But most folks called in to praise the Bunkers, not to condemn them. as Archie and Edith would sing, "Those Were the Days." Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.